I've never had laksa before. Well, I've only had like homemade laksa.
But this is a real. This is I believe the best laksa in the world. Ooh. Have I had all the laksas in the world? No, I haven't. Now, do you want a fork or the chopstick?
A fork.
Yeah. Right.
I'd be thrown
all
through the window if I ate through a fork.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I need another set of chops.
You want chopsticks?
You take the chopsticks.
No, you take chopsticks. I take fork.
Oh, that's too degrading.
But what I'm saying, honestly, what do you want? Do you want the chopsticks or the fork? Do you feel comfortable using the chopsticks?
Can I use my hands?
No, you can. Like, you got a spoon? Come on.
Just, I would ask for
this is not a political.
Oh, come on.
They only. I wanted two of both.
Is he really this? He's not even there. The cameraman left. I look like a scared ant there. I look up
great.
And it's like,
what are your architectural? What's your architectural philosophy?
I don't know.
What are your big feelings you have about big buildings and small buildings?
I mean, for starters, the giant, you know, the horn. The horn's bad. On top of this building.
The
right
horn?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, the big apartment tower.
Yeah. I can remember some of my earliest memories of actually getting furious. We were about going down King William Street.
Yeah.
And seeing all the new developers. It used to be old industrial land.
You've
been
livid.
Yeah, I've been livid. They tore down the things and they start building, 40-story apartments.
We used to have one big building, and it was the Westpac building at the time, now the RAA building, Santos building.
Oh, yeah.
Various times. And I would fantasize about blowing it up. This is my great fantasy. And now, of course, there's so many big towers. You'd have to blow up so many things. But I used to, hello, how you going? Yeah. I used to really want to blow it up. You ever read The Fountainhead?
The Fountainhead, no.
Yeah. It's Ayn Rand's book about architecture.
Mm.
But it's very, anyway, you're a young man. I thought you might have read The Fountainhead.
All right.
So you like smaller buildings. You don't like this big...
It's not necessarily that I'm argumentative.
You've got to tell me right now.
About size.
How do you feel about chopsticks and forks?
I'll take...
You've got to take one of them because I need one and I don't want to encumber you.
I'll take the bloody fork.
Okay, there we go. All right.
I wouldn't dare tarnish your image.
So you like a smaller, more tasteful, traditional architecture?
If every building was like the old... there's a Bank of New South Wales... on corner of North Terrace and King William Street. If every building was like that.
North Terrace and Hindley Street.
The bomb with the restaurant in it.
2KW? Jamie's Italian. It used to be Jamie's Italian.
Yeah,
just down the road from the Adelaide Club.
I think that's probably... Yeah, that's probably the one. I don't know. I call it
just because there's two there. Because there's one that's very beautiful and one that's very hideous. You like the beautiful one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What else? What other buildings do you love in Adelaide?
The railway station, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's.
I love the railway station.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one thing I can never.
We might do the second part of this at the railway station. We might go to the railway station.
What, on the steps or, paragliding through the wines?
Well, we were thinking of doing one, on the train. We might go on the train. We might go. Have you driven in? How'd you get in?
Oh, I take the train.
Well, when we're done, I'll give you a lift home. I'll give you a lift home on the train.
You don't have to give me a lift home.
No, I meant we could just sit on the train.
Oh, yeah.
And we could do the podcast on the train all the way out.
I mean, that'll be definitely done because I do the Gorda line, and if we do the old stops train, like one of those ones that take 10 years to get to the Salisbury, then we'll be fine.
Do the express?
Oh, not the express! You can't catch the express.
No, you don't have to tell me. But did you vote in the previous election?
Yes, I did.
The state election?
Yes, I did.
And did you put the Liberal Party dead last, or a little higher? Because that'll be where you put my dad. And if you voted for my dad, he'd be so happy. My dad is like. Pretty upset with how that election went.
Does your dad watch this?
Yeah, dad'll watch this.
Hello, James, dad.
His name's Daryl.
Hello, Daryl. Hand on my heart, I can say I did not vote for you. But I'm sure you're a very stand-up fella. You're not bold, as he said, your son, your wonderful son. So that's already at least a 5.5 out of 7.
You got to meet my dad.
Right.
You've got to meet my dad. One day you're going to meet my dad. I think you've got a bright future.
A bright future. All right. I hope so.
This is going very well. I'm having this in the most difficult circumstance I can.
And what's that?
Well, eating a laksa in a crowded restaurant.
True.
It could be worse. I thought we would do the podcast on hard mode to see how it went.
No, but these sort of gorilla
can't,
you can like
come podcasts. Back anytime. You can keep coming on the podcast. We might organize something. What do you... Now, when you say self-employed, what does that mean? You're a pimp? You're a drug dealer?
I'm not that far down, but I do just, every now and again I find something and I sell it. So I'm sort of...
You're a flipper?
Not a flipper, but clothing flipper, I could say.
What do you, where do you buy things to sell them?
I wouldn't say op shops because they all smell when they come from an op shop. I know, like I'm talking, not op shop, it's like you're fine and dandy, $5,000.
Yeah.
I'm talking like St. Vinny de Paul or yeah, like Salvos.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with that? That's an op shop. You don't like things from thrift stores and op
shop? No, no, I buy from like, like with it, if it's from a thrift store, that means, you know, a tweed jacket that's like not even 10 years old would be like $5,000.
So you find things at high value in op shops and you sell them. Where do you sell them?
Oh, I just sell them whatever I can. I have an eBay store, which I'm not going to plug because it's dead at this point.
What do you mean it's dead?
Oh, it's not dead. It's just, it's a bit slow because it's, I've been around eBay for the two people in the audience that care, who pretend to care. When you're on it a long time, you realize there are so many
people. There's 50,000 people watching right now.
50.
Darcy, there's for sure. There's for sure people are so excited to find out about Darcy.
No way.
Yeah. More people watching this Darcy than Darcy Fogarty at the Adelaide Oval failing to make an impression. You a Crows man?
I don't go for sports.
No sports? All right. All right. But your family is a... Do you have an allegiance as a family?
One half of the family, you know, the sort of... That type of family. They are... they used to be Port, but then they go for Crows, I think.
They came on board. They saw the light. Yeah. I was never a football fan, and then I became very depressed when I moved back from Melbourne at the end of a relationship. I had a relationship fall apart, and I moved back when I was like 24. That was the first time I started watching footy, and I went with my dad to Adelaide Oval. We got beaten by Melbourne, who weren't even a good time. They weren't a good team even then. But it was, I think it was the beginning of my accepting we needed to be part of something bigger than ourselves to be happy.
Yeah, now it's like an antidepressant for you now.
Oh, yeah. I was, so I moved back from America, and I was really depressed. You eat. I'll talk for a while. We'll take turns. I moved back from the States, and I'll move over here so I can be seen. But it's a kind of an odd angle. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Here you go. Have some napkins.
I forget it.
Have some napkins. No, you'll figure it out. You'll get it out. It's a good Luxo right there.
Why can't I just have a steak sandwich?
You saw the steak sandwhich episode? Yeah, you watched the start. You watched
course,
the whole thing?
I don't know. And I need the confidence boost.
I don't even remember what I was saying. We got a newborn at home, so I'm struggling.
You have a kid?
I got four kids.
Four.
We got to prosper, Darcy. We got to get out there and get it done. We got to grab life by the you-know-whats. Europa leading the bull off by the horn. I'm reading Ovid. Have you ever read Ovid? Who are your favourite authors? I bet you read.
I don't have favourite authors. I have interesting books, but no favourite authors.
All right, some of your favourite books.
I mean, the one I'm reading right now is my favourite. It's by Neumann Deutsch. It's Deutsch. He's some Welsh fella. I don't know who the hell he is. It's a... it's a book about psychology, about the brain healing itself. It's called The Brain That Can Heal Itself.
That's a good name.
Yeah. But it's that, and then it'll be a book about a book I find very humorous in dark times. It's by... Fuck, what was his name? Some Italian-American. You ever watch The Sopranos?
Mm-hmm.
Phil Leotardo, his actor, his book.
Okay. You like The Sopranos? You're a Sopranos fan?
Yeah, it rubs off on me too often.
Are you of Italian extraction?
No. I mean, my last name is... It would be a dead giveaway because you'd think O'Hara.
Oh, no, Irish. Irish.
Yeah.
But not Irish.
Not Irish. I think. I'm more Welsh.
Okay.
Which is why I'm very short.
I don't know how you got an O'Hara who's not Irish. Have you read Gone with the Wind?
I've watched the movie.
It's a great movie. It's a great story. It's a beautiful story. They keep trying to tell us that it's wrong, but I love the O'Hara family.
Mm.
I love the movie. I love the book. I was a big fan of the book.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then when I went to the South, I got to see it. It's so beautiful. We did a big drive from the North through the South. We were homeless at the time.
Oh.
It's about a year and a half ago. I won't say homeless. I'll say without a home. Mm. It was me and three kids at that point, and my wife and our friend, and we were driving, and it was winter in the North and summer in the South.
Mm.
You know, it was. I mean, I guess it was like spring. Spring was springing, but it starts sooner in the South because it's hotter. Anyway, as we drove down, and everything started to bloom, and then we passed into Arkansas, and all of a sudden it's big rolling hills and so lush, and you just drive further into the South, and you start going. Mm. Even though I am against slavery, I would kill people for this landscape. If someone tried to take it away from me, do you know what I mean? It was like.
Fair enough.
It's so beautiful. It's hauntingly beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Adelaide's beautiful. Adelaide can be beautiful like that. How close to the hills?
Not that far. I'm in the plains. So I'm in the... I'm the planes are weird because I'm like 3 kilometers away from the nearest train line, and it thunders in the night. It's like next door, and there's a factory, and you can always hear steel beams crashing at like 2 a.m. It's.
Have you read much T.S. Eliot?
T.S. Eliot,
I think you're gonna like him. Why aren't you at university doing an arts degree? It seems like you're a prime candidate.
I don't want to go to. I hang around university students and. Whoa.
Have you got mates who've gone off to uni?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And they're very happy in debt.
Is this a political disagreement between you and the university, or you finished high school?
Oh yeah, finished high school. I just believe that if I can go to a library, I can get the same education as I would pursuing a history degree. But if it's something like business, then it's... come on, read a book about business. I don't need to have a university lecturer who's very unhappy there, because I can't,
A lot of them are very unhappy. A lot of them are very unhappy. Now, hold on. You eat. You should eat. You gotta eat some more of this. Are you enjoying the Luxie? You don't like it?
Is this tofu?
I don't know what that is.
See, what fish is square?
I don't know.
Oh,
I should have
been chipped.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't sleep a lot last night. This has been a hard time for me.
Sorry to you.
No, it's beautiful. Look, in its way, it's beautiful. I was rude to my wife this morning.
Oh.
Which, I endeavor not to be. She was recovering from a C-section, and she was feeling a little down. And I, you got a girlfriend? You got a boyfriend? You got a...
Nah. Oh.
You got a bit of chili there?
My whole family eats curry every damn day, and I'm still the weakest.
Oh, did you go straight into the paste? You got a big thing of the chili paste. That's crazy.
That's what that thing was?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'll be fine.
That's why they put it there, so you can ration it out throughout the... you'll be right. I believe in you.
I can't tell if this is noodle or onion.
Is there a Mrs. Darcy?
No.
All right.
No.
You living at home with your folks?
Yep, unfortunately, but... Man, you'd go crazy living alone. Living at home... Like, living alone?
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, because it's more likely you're going to be able to rent an apartment.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Come on. Do you want me to, I'll get you a drink.
Right.
Tell everybody about your hopes and dreams and ambitions, and I'll get you a drink. What do you want to drink?
What do people drink for my age? What, Coca-Cola or something? Whatever's cheapest. Don't spend a penny. Hopes and dreams. How do you go on with this? Does it just naturally come to him? It's like a two-piece camera, like the closing hours of the ABC reporting. It's just, and now we come. I can't do this. Sure, if I can sharpen up and come off the cuff, then it'll be fine. But hopes and dreams. Once upon a time...
Where were we?
You saved me.
Did I get it? Yeah, get into that.
Hold on.
I should get the timer. I should find out how long we've been doing this for. Oh, that's not bad. Let's take a little break. Well, we'll just eat a little bit, and Sam will put the... we got a favorite national anthem?
Favorite national anthem. Sometimes I do feel like the rejected anthem in 1961 for Australia was God Bless Australia.
God Bless Australia?
I don't know.
All right, let's play a little God Bless Australia while we eat for a minute.
It's probably going to be copyright claim. There'll be some 700-year-old vampire claim.
No, what you can do, you go on Wikipedia, and usually they've got someone recording it. And that's free.
True.
Or you get the MIDI file. We do all the workarounds.
All right, stop rolling the tape. Leads.
No, roll it. Keep rolling. Yeah. No, he'll play the song and we'll eat. You don't want people to see you eating?
Do what he says.
Given land of ours, Australia, this proud possession, our own piece of earth that was built by our fathers who pioneered our heritage. Here in Australia, the land of our birth.
should danger ever threaten us, let the world know we will answer the call.
God bless Australia, God bless Australia, home of the ancestors, the strong and the free. It's our homeland, our homeland, to cherish for eternity. God bless Australia, the land of the free. God bless Australia, God bless Australia, home of the ancestors, strong and the free. Here's our homeland, our homeland, to cherish for eternity. God bless Australia, the land of the free.
Sam, who's this fella? Do you want to come over and say hi?
Who we?
Yeah. 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 Get in. Get in.
Move over, hot ones.
Hello.
Oh. Hey. How you going? James. No. Dice is going to take a break and suffer through his meal.
How's your laksa?
I loved it. I've enjoyed mine immensely.
It's a bit of an institution.
We're
going
to have to buy Dice a Western meal. We're going to have to buy Darcy a Lucia sandwich after this.
That's just where I came from. It's fantastic.
Isn't it nice? It's but awesome. That's a good laksa there.
Oh, are you doing okay? Yeah.
God bless you. Real pleasure. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Oh,
God. You hate this?
No, it's just... You get the runny nose up, you have too much spice.
I don't want to... Oh! What do you want me to say?
I just thought it was bold at the start where you said you didn't want to drink. I couldn't believe it. I thought, man, I'd want to drink.
I thought it was going to be like a...
All right, we'll get you something else. You don't have to suffer. I'll get you. I'll buy you a sandwich. I'm making good money off having you on the podcast. I'll tell you that much. Is he taking another photo? He loves to take the photo. All right. We have a brief moment of free window. Now, quick. Quickly now. What are your hopes and dreams? What are your ambitions?
Well... I want to bring it up, the catamaran plan, which I didn't know what the hell the catamaran plan was. Stuttering here.
Yeah.
It's like Looney Tunes character. The catamaran plan. You want to get a catamaran, right?
That's the plan, yeah.
Well, it's funny, we've got something in common because I also want to get a boat.
What kind of boat do you want to get?
Well, you want like a 13-meter pleasure yacht. Well, not a yacht,
big,
but like...
I want a big...
Yeah.
What I'd like to move the family on, actually.
Yeah, that'll... Like, with the catamaran hull, if it's got a... decent superstructure, which can be easily like 3-4 bunks.
Yeah.
Then you could stretch it out. Definitely put some more on. If you get like if you upscale,
go to what do you want? What are you after?
Oh, the boat I kind of want is a 40-meter, 50-meter freighter. Because as I was talking with Sam before, I have an idea. I want to ferry goods in and out of Kangaroo Island. Because
as a smuggler?
Not a smuggler. Hey, I had that idea too, to go to Papua New Guinea, but legally speaking. Kangaroo Island's got the toll ferry, you know?
Yeah.
And
oh, you want to do that? You want to carry people and their things back and forward? You want to challenge, what's it called?
Sea Link.
You want to challenge Sea Link?
Oh, yeah.
Because they charge exorbitant prices.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, if it's like a car, like 50-year-old grandma and pop going like, oh, I'm going to drive a Kangaroo Island and see the bee's nest and the disfigured rock, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do that because they got their little 4x4 that's, 20 meters long, whatever they got.
Well, I support this. I think we should all move to Kangaroo Island. I don't know if you know, this is one of the only places that Aboriginal people were not at the time of European arrival. So if anyone does a welcome to country on Kangaroo Island, they're wrong. It was, they left.
Well,
they didn't
left.
Want to be there. Taunted. Full of ghosts. No, I don't know.
It's a bunch of lagoons and swamps. No wonder you don't want to be there.
But it's beautiful. The beautiful beaches.
It is.
When's the last time you went to KI?
A couple weeks
ago.
No. Like 2014, 13, I went on the ferry. I got bitten to death by mosquitoes and then just about died in the sleep.
because I don't know, we're living in some bungalow, like a 100-year-old bungalow. I slept on the ground.
You and your family were living in a bungalow?
We stayed like a week there.
Okay.
We went around the place.
What do your parents do?
Oh, I've got a teacher and a nurse. Teacher and a nurse.
Okay, your dad's a teacher, mum's a nurse, or vice versa?
Yeah.
Okay, where's your dad teach?
Same school I went to.
But what does he teach? What is he? A primary school or high school?
I think he's primarily in the gymnasium, but he also does like a lot of the younger levels. Oh my God, I'm a victim here. Holy crap.
We're gonna get we gotta get Darcy a sandwich. We're gonna get you a sandwich, and we're gonna go to the train
station.
Every
time I go to a pub, I have a schnitzel or something. Cause
into the mic. You gotta say in the mic.
Oh yeah.
You don't believe in this spicy food.
Spicy food's good.
You think this is a third world scheme to?
Nah, it's not fit for me. I haven't lived up this for the last 7 generations, so it doesn't work for me. Like I remember, what do they call history in
What did they call it?
We lost history after year 10 in my school.
They stopped doing it?
They stopped doing it. They had social, like they emerged into like social sciences or whatever the hell. Yeah. I remember I got up and had a debate about the importance and cultural significance of a pasty and sausage roll and meat pies.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sausage roll. That's my call to fame before this. Standing up for, you know, food like that.
In your school or publicly?
It was public school.
No, but I'm so sorry. Like, you have a public campaign, or was that just in school you made a speech to everybody?
No, like in the middle of class, because I got heated about it, because just...
It's your culture.
Because, like, the teacher there was, like, one of those, you know, you see labour, they're going down, you know, one of those...
No, I have no idea what you're referring to.
One of those old women that are just, like, you know, they were alive during the Don Dunstan period, so all they can think about is playhouses and, theatrics and Otho alike.
Well, they were the first people to have restaurants in Adelaide. We just didn't have restaurants, apparently. That's the way they talk about it. They go, there were no restaurants before Dun Dunstan.
Oh, as if. I mean, they obviously had milk bars and... I don't want to get into that.
Pride. Just, decency. Yeah. You're a turn. You're an R-U... What is it? R-E-T-V-R-N. But for milk bars. You want the dairy to come back. You like the saucy roll, the meat pie, Cornish pasty. It's foreign. It's alien.
Best, I don't know, it's the miner in me. I got those, like, Welsh gimp legs, so sort of like, I think I got short legs, like a small torso. Don't look now. I'm not in my shorts. Please.
We'll get, let's...
I think it's just in my blood.
This is not working for you. You need to eat lunch. I've got this.
But grab normally, I'm fine with I wouldn't want to say foreign.
Let's get a sandwich, and let's go to the train station. Sammy, are we away? Oh, is that loud? Have you got me?
What?
Darcy, can you just go give me a hibbity-hibbity hey in the microphone there?
She sells seashells by the seashore.
We're going to turn Darcy up a little bit. Hold on.
Better to go.
Hold on. Whoop. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Eating a sandwich is more intimate than eating noodles.
Hello.
Because it's distance.
How's that? Is that working? That's good. We got it. All right.
Oh, yeah. If we're recording the audio separately, then obviously you can make adjustments and post-production. Yeah, it'll be fine.
It's no worries on Aaron.
Can I eat the sandwich now?
No, start eating the sandwich. You start eating the sandwich, okay. And I'll start doing the intro to the episode.
Do I have permission, Sammy?
yeah, let's do it.
He says, all right.
All right, so you start. You can pop the mic down.
Oh.
You pop the mic down and start eating the sandwich, and I'll start the podcast. I think this might be. I think you've just got your way onto a second episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann. Hello. Hello and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I'm James Donald Forbes McCann. This is ostensibly still a podcast about me trying to raise enough money to buy a boat. I'm joined here by Darcy, a man. Oh no, it's all right. We don't mind. We don't mind at all. Sorry? We welcome everybody. There's no problem. Do you want to be on?
No, I'm all good.
I understand. Because, I mean, of course, the last time we had someone we didn't know on, it worked out so well. Darcy here eating a Lucia's number one sandwich. Darcy, how do you feel about that sandwich?
It's an all right sandwich.
It's an all right. That's high praise from Darcy.
And he paid.
Thank you.
I did well.
He's a generous man. You know, he'll pay my pension.
Well, I got to have a man on my podcast. I don't buy him a sandwich. This is how I groom. This is how I groom young men from the street. I take them to bookstores and buy them sandwiches. Now we're here at the... Is that festival still going? He's gone. He's gone. He's on a mission. We're here at the train station. I have not... I was never really living on the train line. I was never a train line liver. I was an Eastie or a Westie. I've not been a Northie or a Southie. So there has not been all that much cool. I was a bus boy. Very, very rarely on the train. But I love this train station. I love coming here after the footy. I love walking through here and going to this bar. And so it's been a joy to come back here. After this, Darcy, at some point, we'll have to go home to the northern suburbs on a train. But why not get episode 2? And I must say, when we were in Rundle Mall doing the podcast, people were quite happy to be on and they didn't mind. But there is, people feel slightly betrayed by the presence of a big camera here in this glorious train station. Why are we in a train station? As you'll see if you watched episode Darcy, episode number 1. It's fine. It doesn't matter. It's all good. It's all good. What are your... So you have big notions on architecture.
Yes.
But this feels good to you. Like when you're listening... Is that dirty? I apologize. We've got it.
No, it's just my head. No, I'm bowling. Don't worry about it.
We walked through town to get here.
Yes, we did.
We saw many modern marvels.
Yes, we did.
Architecturally, that disgusted you.
Hmm.
But this is fine. You like this?
I mean, it's not at its best, of course. Like, you know,
it's been.
This isn't
a
history lesson, but, you know, in the 70s and 80s, they used to have these little booths, like a wooden. Like, you know, in France, how they have those. Those structures made in the light green, they have like newspaper sellers or people that sell.
I believe you.
Yeah. They used to have something like that here. Like in the old days, now it's obviously gone. They're shrinking the place and now it's a place to be. And
well, there used to be a man with a horse out front who would sell you pies from his cart.
Oh, the pie flow.
Yeah. After a long night on the town. No, it is sort of odd and sad to see. I mean, it was a huge train station at one point.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's a big casino.
It is.
With a train station on it.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah, it is sad. Obviously, they shrunk the offices and they just went, oh, bugger this, we'll move to the Parklands, the Parklands terminal. Which, what's the point?
One of the terminals. It used to be just one of the terminals, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's my understanding. This is a public space and you get the sense in a place like this that they actually sort of cared how people felt.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it obviously cost more money to do masonry and have nice windows and have beautiful lights hanging and, you know, I mean, what is the point in having marvelous plaster?
Yeah, you got
the
molding and such
station,
there.
Great molding.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it is that makes us feel, like people have theories, people think it's
grandiose.
It makes you feel like you're in a forest, maybe.
When you go to the royal and regal palaces in Europe, it is sort of, it does feel like it's a, obviously, this was made by a public entity, South Australia Railways, and it is sort of giving a bit of royalty to people.
There's a dignity to a public space.
Oh, yes, that you're in a, you know, you're not in a tin shed. You're not in an open air, you know, you're not in a field.
Every new McDonald's looks like an abattoir, you know what I'm saying?
And every bank
office block looks
McDonald's.
Like Auschwitz. Sorry. It's really...
Hey, this is the most considerate they've ever been in Rundle Mall. It's just...
I didn't expect that people would feel bad to be on... now I feel bad. There is... Because it is a public space.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sort of... It's an intrusion. Maybe it's also a different kind of person who's at the train station.
I think so.
Rundle Mall. I don't know.
Because half the people in Rundle is just people that actually want to get from point A to point B. The other half are just people... getting lost in stores. That's it.
Why were you there that day? Where were you going? The day that we met.
I was getting lost in stores.
Well, you were just. So you just come to town.
Oh yeah, just have a look around.
Sorry, you can do whatever you. Sam, we've got to change. People. It's if people can see the camera, it's ruinous to us. You got to hide up there. It's not fair. Sorry, it's not fair to people. Sam. Yes.
You reckon you can put like a bush around them?
How's that?
Or
how's
a potted plant?
We hide him behind some plants. Because people keep walking over and they look nervous and anxious and sad, and we don't want to do that to people.
Yeah, we already had that enough at the, what's it called, the market.
Are you happy there, Sam? Sam's got a headset so he can hear us, and that's...
oh, yeah, of course.
That's an absolute breakthrough.
I'll yell out at him. I'll make sure he hears me. See, everyone... Maybe, see, I think everyone here is just much more acutely aware, because in Rundle it's like there'll be the sun shining in your eyes and you get blinded or you're too overwhelmed by the crowd to really notice what people are doing individually. But here it's an open space, it's sheltered, and everyone's just, their eyes are more free to roam, to look around.
I'll add another thing. As on Rundle Mall, there's a tradition, I would say, of people trying to cop online content, whether that be the anti-abortion activists.
Oh, you people up with their phone.
Shorts over there on that.
How do you think about all this TikTok I found? You know things?
I've been in so many of those TikTok fellas videos. I love walking over and talk to the TikTok boys. But, I mean, we were literally, like, that shot began with us, with Behind the News getting the same thing.
Yeah, I saw BDN there. BDN, and then there was ABC at the Parliament at the same time.
Yeah. I think we might have to go onto the train, Sam. I think to really capture the energy and the urgency required, I think we might need to be on a train.
It is, 3:30. Well, that's a time step, 3:30.
How do you feel about that? I mean, is this...
It wouldn't be too busy if we can get a good train and drop me off.
Well, we'll wait. We'll see how we go. We've got to get into a proper groove.
I need to look away. There's too many distracting objects around there.
See, those boys, they look like nasty boys, but then they just, I don't know.
I mean,
you're only 20, though. You're only 20.
Like, fear is well and truly alive in the younger generation.
Why is that? Everyone in your generation seems to have anxiety disorder.
Like, obviously, if you're hooked onto social media, there's so much, like, not to bring it up in the social media, but it is a big part of it. It's a big chunk of the pie.
Are you on social media?
Not really. I didn't even have Instagram. How was I meant to know you're looking for me? This man had a warrant out for me, and I didn't know.
But I think that's good for you to be off the Instagram. That must be very strange for you and your generation.
At
your school and your year level, was everybody...
It's all tribe, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they'll know, but... On the Instagram, it's just a lot of posts. It's I'm in a public place, so I'm careful not to swear. I'll get drubbed. But, you know, there's a lot of just shit posting, a lot of terrible videos. And they all have some stupid caption like, Japan is taking footsteps into energy. And it's some, it's always in Spanish in the description. It's like some
diet. This is your algorithm. I'm not getting any Japanese is taking footsteps into energy in Spanish. I'd love that sort of content.
No, it's never about it. It's just in the description.
We're going to have to get on the train. I can't keep... People keep being afraid. People keep being afraid of us.
Unless it's the people that, you know, they have cigarettes and they're looking out and they're like... Mm-hmm.
I didn't think of people being afraid of us.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Like around here, and you guys had two chairs there because there's such a beautiful background, all those lights and people walking in the background. We wouldn't have anyone in between you guys.
So I'd have to get that guy's.
Oh,
sorry.
Did you own his name?
We're getting in trouble now.
No, he's a driver.
He's a driver?
Yeah, he's a railway driver.
Are you a railway driver, sir?
Yes.
What's it like being a railway driver?
It's very good.
It's our drill. We love trains. We're going to be getting on the train shortly. Which line are you on today?
I do all of them.
You do every line?
Yes, we do all. We all do all the lines.
Favourite line?
Port Dock.
What's so good about Port Dock?
It's short.
How do you feel about the notion that we get a Hills train back in and fix the gauge?
I'd be all up for it, yeah. It's
one of my dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Do you live out there?
No, I just want to go out there. I want to live out there. Yeah. But it's my dream.
Yeah, no, I can completely see why. There's a bit bigger population out there now, so I think...
It's terrible what they're doing in Mount Barker. In Mount Barker.
What are they doing in...
Urban sprawl.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Public transport. This is Darcy. Darcy loves... He rides the train. You've probably driven Darcy many times. He lives up in, what is it, Salisbury? You're a Salisbury
all along.
And what is this?
It's a podcast. We're just hanging out. But you get a lot of riffraff on the Northern Line. Don't answer that question. We all know the answer. All right. Do you ever... You get to go down to the beach on the Grange?
Yep. Yes, I get near it. I don't go to the actual beach.
What about Brighton?
That's...
Seacliff?
What about them?
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they're not bad, yeah. My favourites are the Grange, Outer Harbour and Port Dock.
Yeah.
Head towards the beach. It's just a nice...
You get a glimpse on that line of some of the beaches?
No.
What's the best part about being a train driver?
You're self-managed. You know, you're left to your own devices.
Are you? Don't you have to get there on time?
Yeah, but I just sort of work solo. I haven't got anyone watching over me. I can just do my own thing, and I like that. Yeah.
Worst thing about being a train driver?
Sometimes you just get you can get some pretty busy shifts where you just do a lot of trains in one shift, and so you just,
I'm so glad you didn't say fellas jumping on the tracks, because I was pretty scared you were going to say that immediately after I asked the question. But we'll move on.
I haven't had that personally. But
when I was living in Melbourne, it felt like it was happening every second day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a more depressing city.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't ask that question.
That's where I'm from, man.
You're a Melbourneite?
Yeah.
Who's your footy team?
Carlton.
Are you going to the Gather Round in a couple of weeks?
No, I don't actually really like AFL.
No, and if I was a Carlton fan, I'd feel that way too. You have to get run a train.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go and run a train. Brother, thank you for coming on the pod. It's called the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I met Darcy in town a few weeks ago.
Oh,
he's now, I think, the co-host.
What was that name?
I'll write it down. Do you want me to write it down? It's too long. Darcy, if you've got any questions, I'll write down the name of the show.
Oh, I didn't bring my pen.
Can I grab your pen? You grab that. You can talk to Darcy, and I'll do this. Thank you.
I've got the microphone. This is dangerous.
You can spell your own name, right? James Donald Forbes. Forbes McCann. Catamaran Plan.
Is it on YouTube? Or
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, that's all right.
Can I ask you, what food are you eating?
Oh, it's a sandwich. What food was it?
Isn't that what you're advertising, the food?
Oh, no, we're not advertising the sandwich. I just got hungry.
Nice to have a good one.
I thought you were having a podcast on food.
Oh, no, he just had a sandwich. He's happened to have a sandwich.
For God's sake.
How you going?
G'day.
Nice to meet you. You're a big personality, and we would have loved to have you on the show. You can be on now. Any strong political opinions you want to share with people? How did you feel about the election?
Come on.
Do we love Pauline?
Hate her.
Hey, Pauline, tell me more. She's got no policies. She's got one. It's a pretty grumpy one. Do you love Peter Malinauskas?
I'm not going to be on. My husband just come for a Labour Party lunch.
Oh, Darcy's a big Labour man. Darcy loves the Labour Party. I used to work for the Labour Party. I used to work for him. I was working for... this is Darcy. Darcy's from Semaphore. He's a northern boy. Loves a working man. Work it? No. Although, we'll find out. Have a good one.
Semaphore?
I always say Semaphore. I'm sorry, instead of... Strathalbyn. No, Salisbury. I'm just having fun with it. I'm just joking. I'm just being silly. I do love Strath. Semaphore is great.
Oh.
Semaphore's a real working class communist type. That's the headquarters of the Communist Party in Australia, I think.
I don't know.
Semaphore Workers Club. I think I'm getting that right. I'm so glad we stayed here.
There's not a lot of working going on in Semaphore. It's just go down there, get ice cream, sand in your eye.
There used to be, there used to be docks, wharfies.
Oh, yeah, there used to be the port. There used to be a railway station in Semaphore.
Is there not a railway station there anymore?
No,
we've got to bring the railway station.
Hey, you're 50 years out of date in this. They tore it up years ago.
I don't even know. I don't catch the train. I used to catch the tram. I grew up in Glenelg, and we would sometimes catch the tram.
Fair enough, yeah.
And otherwise, it's just buses all my life. I only learned to drive at like 26, 27. But the train is so much nicer than the bus.
I have to agree, yeah.
To me, the bus is... I used to have a joke that nothing truly bad can happen on the train. And then I'd go, well, there was that one thing.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine how bad the Holocaust would have been if they had the bus there. That would have been... Anyway, that was it. No one liked that joke, and eventually I just stopped telling it.
It would have been pretty bad.
I don't mind telling you that I did have
you
to stop telling it.
You can't squeeze 60 people on a suburban bus. You can't.
You can't sneak people on a suburban bus.
You can't squeeze 60 people on a single bus.
No.
Unless it's rush hour.
Sometimes, though, you see in the inner west, I see the train going past and it's just two carriages.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me so sad. It feels like the train should be a good long train. It should be a substantial train.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But we don't have enough stops yet. Melbourne, I don't know if you spent a lot of time in Melbourne, but...
Oh, I've been to Melbourne.
Well, it's just train stops everywhere. It is actually... It's always the most convenient way to get around.
It's either trains or trams, and it's, eight car long trains.
But we tore it all up in the 50s, 60s.
I mean, everyone was, and it's a damn shame because we got no tram.
Yeah.
It's only like 12 stops glorified.
So you're opposed to the automotive society? You can drive?
No.
Do you have it? Okay. All right. That's fine. My wife doesn't drive. It's a genuine bone of contention in our marriage. But
I've got no reason to drive.
No driving is... You don't got no reason to drive.
I know.
Because you get into town.
I have excuses to drive.
But you get into town, you walk around, yeah. You have a nice time.
And I go home.
You go to the bookstore in the Maya Center.
Yeah.
You read about history.
Yeah, yeah, home. Yeah.
You find nice clothes and you sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
And this is the dream. But yeah. One day, what if you fall in love with a lady and you... You know, you get her pregnant and you've got to provide for a family. What are your ambitions?
Oh.
Do you have dreams, but do you also have materialist yearnings for conquest and greatness?
Oh, you obviously improve the state. Anyway,
to improve the state, yes.
Improve the state, improve at least one community. Even if it means like paddling out the Tonga just to retail a house, I can do that.
You want
That's
to,
good.
You want to like
have a
Gilgamesh.
Lasting impact. That's a real
dream. You want to make a lasting impact. You want to make a positive change.
Oh, yeah.
But how do we do it?
Well,
is it through seizing power?
Is
it through accumulating capital?
Do you have a Patreon plug? Because this is where we ask for money.
Oh yeah, is a Patreon.
Oh, you need money. Only you.
Patreon's doing all right. We got 1,000 people there recently.
Holy!
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
How much do they chip in?
About $5. This lens is the best thing we've ever bought. You don't know how good you look right now. You look really beautiful. Hello.
I know. Hello.
Would you like to be on the pod? We'd love to have you. We were talking about the automotive society and its pitfalls and how it would be nice if they expanded the rail network to the hills. You want to drive away right now? You don't want to be a part of the show? God bless you, brother. See, this older generation, they fucked up the whole country. I just say that with love and respect. I love these guys. Man, I love it down here.
Have you ever been to the Guardsman?
I've been to the Guardsman many times, so I almost never catch the train. But when I'm walking back from the footy, I love going to the footy. I love Sam McDonough and I sitting at the Guardsman.
I've never been to the Guardsman.
A few pints. You've never been to the Guardsman? Yeah. I'd get a beer with you now, except I have quit drinking for Lent, and I'm just fanging for a beer. Mm. I'm so close. I might be developing into an alcoholic, Darcy. I never had a problem with it. When I was your age, they called me Two Beers McCann.
Two beers.
He has two beers, and he wants to go to sleep. And now...
Oh, you're a lightweight.
I was a lightweight. And when I got back from America, I had some emotional distress. And I sort of drank through it.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, as a stopgap, it was incredible. Like, it did work. Mm. I felt a lot better. Fourth child coming. A lot of people told me I was making a big professional mistake by coming back to Adelaide.
What?
Well... You can see that there's not a lot of show business opportunities in South Australia.
Rhino Room, and that's about it.
It's really we are down to like one show at the moment, and I'm happy to have it at the Rhino Room. I love the Rhino Room.
But, I love it too.
Have you been? You've been down the Rhino Room
many, many times.
Have you? You've never seen me do comedy? No, because I would have left the country when you turned 18. You wouldn't have been able to get in. Who do you like? Who are your favourite performers?
Friendly Geordies.
He's a leftist. He's a proud Labour man.
He is a proud Labour hand, so we've got that in common. Plus, we're both short.
Is he short? I met Jordan once.
Actually, no, he's slightly taller than me. He's slightly taller, so...
I don't think you're that short. You got small legs.
Small, yeah, small
You worry
small
about your
legs,
small legs.
Yes. Remember that from part one? Sam again.
Who else do you like? Yeah, he's wandering around. He's thinking about different shots.
He's lost.
You just let, you Looking just let for Sam mommy. Do his thing. Here's what I've learned about Sam. Sam is like a wild horse that's going to get you where you need to go, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you try and pull him in any direction. You'll get kicked off and he'll get sore. Just let him do it his way. You'll have a good time and you'll get where you need to go.
One of those runner-up racehorses.
We like to be the winning racehorse.
I have to agree.
We like to be the winning racehorse.
I have to agree because you're going to give me a lot of money eventually.
You won't come on the show? You're circling the block, trying to get on the show. I think you've got something you want to share. Are you? All right. Did you want to come on the show? It started off, I was trying to buy a boat, but I met Darcy a couple of weeks ago, and he's come back on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I would just stand around and talk to people, have conversations. We were talking about trains earlier, how much we like trains, how much I like this pub in particular. Talking about architecture, good architecture, bad architecture. I don't know, but also we could talk about if you've got anything you want to share with the world, now's not a bad time. No, I understand. I wouldn't worry about it.
Where do you share this? Where do you?
This is on YouTube. We can blow you out if you don't want to be on footage. Is this fine? If you, at any point before your train comes, you have a burning desire to share something. Sorry? I don't know if you're in the shot, but we can absolutely make sure you're not in the shot. We can absolutely cut you. You can be out of the shot if you want.
No, you'll be blurred out if you don't want.
But if you do have anything you want to tell, you know, 30,000 guys in Ohio mostly. That's mostly who the audience is. Weirdly, I love Ohio.
You sure?
I'm from here. I'm from here. We're both from Adelaide.
Yeah.
But I just moved back here. I'd been living away in America for a while, and then I had to come back because we had a fourth child, and it was getting a bit silly trying to have a family. Anyway, we're figuring it out. That's largely what the podcast is, Darcy.
Oh yeah.
How much have you caught up on the pod?
I've only watched the one episode where I'm in.
That's pretty indicative of what the rest of it's. I'm having a bit of an existential crisis with the podcast at the moment.
Oh yeah. Well, it's because you got the setup there. You got normally behind the table, and you have the bell and you ring it.
Desk. Yeah, yeah. We got the bells.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can only fit one person behind that, can't you?
Well, we could get a bigger table.
You could, do school, put them together, duct tape, and then have our nameplates on it. Our nameplates.
Well, you set up as a classroom. You want to be the co-host. You're coming in as co-host.
Oh, come on. I can be the
co-host, Darcy. I'm so sorry you saw the inside of my car.
It's really not that bad. Once you get after, the mould and the...
Right. It's pretty bad.
Well, wasn't there the bird legs sticking out of the rubbish?
Darcy flexing his sense of humour now and his flights of fancy. People will believe you.
Yes, believe everything I say. Everything I say is gospel and completely true. None of it's libel.
How can you tell when you're at an op shop and you see a piece of clothing? How can you see that it's expensive? Does it have a certain quality, or do you just look for like label and?
It's more than just the shine of its fabric. If you have a look at the construction and the overall styling of it, then why am I putting on a voice? I feel like I'm...
Keep going. You're saying the garment, you want it to be made with
integrity. It has to be
integrity.
It's more than just the skin of it.
You want a garment with integrity.
Oh, yes. If the well worn doesn't necessarily mean it's on its way out. It does mean... It's like a leather bag. Just because it has a patina doesn't mean it's about to fall apart. It is... If it's good age, it's...
One of two people I've ever met who've used the word patina in a sentence. Actually, you're the only person I've met who's used the word patina, I think.
Who's the other person?
There's a Kanye West interview where he uses the word patina. He says, all those colours and patinas fit better on a person like me. I had to look up patina. I didn't... It's a fact. How did you get into fashion? How did you... A young man from the northern suburbs of Adelaide, not known as the fashion capital of the world. Am I being fair?
It's got like 12 people that do... it's mostly women's clothes that are fashion around here.
Yeah.
But I got into it... I don't know how I got into it. I just... maybe I started picking up on... Look, I used to have an Esche phase, with a tracksuit.
You were an Esche?
Not. I wasn't you jumped the bus.
You were not a violent man, but you were getting into that style of clothing.
No, I know people that, actually, people that got rolled, stabbed.
Were you rolling? Are you a reformed gang member?
No. I just knew people. I was just like one of those, wearing a Adidas tracksuit and I have the hat and I didn't have the bun bag and I didn't listen. I was like I guess it would be like a show off because I didn't listen to the music. I didn't care for anything about it. I just did it because I got to hang out with my mates. Sure, why not throw a tracksuit on? And
but you've had a change. You've had an existential shift.
Sure, I look like an old man, but it doesn't mean I'm 50 years beyond every teenager.
No, you're a young man. I'm just saying you've made a decision.
Oh yeah.
How did you come to make that decision about where you were putting that value?
Well,
from a sartorial point of view,
when I was breaking into an abandoned truck factory,
okay,
with some mates.
Don't say anything that you're going to get in trouble for.
This truck factory was located... No. It's all possibly myth. And
you were living a lifestyle. You were living a lifestyle that
scared you. No, we weren't breaking into homes and, beating people up. No. We were just going to abandoned places and acting like, oh, yeah. And, some mate would do graffiti. But no, when they started going about like, oh, yeah, look at the gantry crane, bro. We can hang one of the Asian fellas from there. True. Because there was like racial violence at Parallel. For a week. So, I'm good. I'm not kidding. There was once...
I didn't know there was racial violence in Parallel.
No, but it was like a, like, it was really surface level. It's like a, it's like how, you know, in primary school you'd try and beat up the guy who'd had a different deck of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, yeah.
But with this it was like, oh, but I, he insulted your girl. I'm going to go pick up one of the decorative rocks from the
garden.
Is this
how everyone talks out there, or are there just a lot of Italians? This bro, this way of talking, this Esche style.
No, there's a lot of ethnic minorities there. And I'm going between it because I don't want to be bullied.
No, I love this going between it. Going between it.
Going
You're eschewing the violence.
Mm-hmm.
You're dodging it. No. And the identitarianism, that's not for you.
Like, hey, there was this one kid who, as I said, he got really mad because an Aboriginal friend of mine, I don't know if I can say this because I still
You're allowed to have an Aboriginal friend on the podcast?
No, because they could find where I live and hurt
I got
me.
Some Aboriginal friends too.
Actually, I'm not ashamed to say it. His house burnt down. I guess there's water under the bridge.
Sorry, then.
No, he moved.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I'm sure you got the PS5 in it all.
Yeah.
No, but he had the arch nemesis for a week who... skinny, Asian, tall. He picked up one of the decorative rocks out of like the front office, like one of those ones you have. And
is this
at
school?
At school.
At school.
He picked it up. He, like caveman, like really with all of his strength, and he marched it over the oval, threatening to beat this man over with this, you know, larger than dinner plate. Like, yeah.
How old were you all when this was happening?
No, it was like 16, 17. But no, he marched it over the oval and he was threatening to bash him when he couldn't even, you know, get past his kneecaps with it.
That doesn't sound ideal. Now, that's not really an answer to the sartorial choices.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got off track. Boy, did we have a laugh. Well, I got involved because I didn't really... I just started picking up on everyone wearing, you know, sweatpants, which I still do wear sweatpants.
Now, I want you to know that I have dressed down deliberately today so that you could shine more brightly because I knew you'd be dressed well.
And I'm dressing subdued and... Oh, I regret it.
So many characters. There's so many characters coming through here.
You're missing out.
No, I'm with the biggest character of all of them. I just love how many strange characters there are walking through this beautiful... I mean, it's almost like we're in a corridor of the train station, you know? It's like
I guess that is... what it is, you know. I mean, beforehand,
it was the whole thing, right? It was the whole thing the train station? And they must have had trains like so many more than this. You could come and go on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What was all of this? This kind, was that just offices?
That would have mostly been offices, and because it was the, you know, the company headquarters, South Australia Railways, and then obviously here you'd get
no
trains from everywhere.
Yeah.
You can get one from, you know, all the way from Murray Bridge, interstate, local services.
Of course. And then they move it to that weird one in the Parklands.
Oh, yeah. Keswick Parklands, isn't it?
For the Overland and for the... oh, man. You know what?
It's not even a bus line there.
You might be too young for this, but I used to... G'day, mate. The sleeper carriages.
Ooh.
So you could... It was like 8 hours overnight, Adelaide, Melbourne. And there were two beds in the room. And they still have it, Melbourne, Sydney, Sydney, Brisbane.
Hmm.
Well, you can, you know, it takes about 8 hours.
It's, yeah, still the Overland.
And you just lie on a beautiful bed. But we, from Adelaide to Melbourne, we've got to bring that back. It was a tremendous, a really beautiful, it feels like you're in the womb, being on a night train. Lying down on the night train, you know? Better than flying and staying in a hotel somewhere.
Oh.
So much better to, say, you know, midnight they leave. But wouldn't that be, you know, you go over, you know, the day before, you watch your football game, go Crows. At the end of it, you go down Flinders Street Station, you pop in, you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, here you are in the greatest city in the world with another loss under the belt.
Mm.
Something about... What do you think it is that trains speak to in the human heart? In the autistic human heart, what is it that trains resonate so beautifully? Because I feel it. I love trains.
There's many ways you can read it. Obviously, you know, this mechanical aspect to it. There is... people just... I don't know, people that are just stuck in the regression of an 8-year-old thinking, oh, Thomas the Tank Engine, you know, that's stuck in it. But it's also a sort of a... because they can get personified as an iron horse in literary
You think
techniques.
We see the train and we feel it is an iron horse?
I don't know. People do...
Makes us feel strong.
Makes it is, us feel it's brave. It's a mechanical feat that, you know, converting energy into mechanical force and...
But there's something about, like, don't make me feel that way. There are train autisms. There's train autism and plane autism. There's a big...
Plane is like... With plane, it's like... I've got a couple of friends in other planes, and they can... They name it... Like, it's like them...
This guy watches the live streams. This guy watches live streams at the Adelaide Airport where people are doing commentary on, that was a pretty good landing from AA706 coming in hot from Bali, and we can see they're just taxiing now.
Yes.
And there's like thousands of guys just watching a video.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand that. Planes, to me, are a way to get around. Mm. There's no romance. There's no love for me in the airport. No, I've just done so many plane trips. The train. Malta Bene, I get that. You want to go close to the train? See, he also has it for the trains. He just yearns to get us inside the train.
Fair enough.
Well, how about... Yeah, yeah, have a word with... Sorry, mate. Have a word.
But, like, this row of ticketing things is just, like, incredible. If I can get you guys in the background of that, I know you might need to be standing if we were in that back zone, but I've just seen a milk crate that we could put the laptop on, and then you guys could...
All right.
Yeah.
That'll work.
You tell us where to go, we'll go. He's a wild horse. He's a fire horse.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Say, you've been flying a lot, haven't you?
So much.
So you have a lot of experience with those 24-hour flights, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I went on one once and I couldn't get past it.
I don't know.
It kills you because you wake up and you're expecting, oh, I'm going to be at the airport. And no, you've still got 8 hours left.
Yeah.
Suffering. My legs went stiff. And then you get...
But I think something's gone wrong with my back. I don't know what it is. Oh, we're going now? Okay, can you hold that, please?
Hold on.
I'll get the sandwich. Grab the crate. We've got to move.
Grab the crate. What about the sandwich? Who cares about the sandwich?
Go get your sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Here come the one, to the two, to the three. You can see that, yeah. Is this one mine? Ooh. Thank you. Yeah. I see how long we're allowed to do this for. Huh? All right. Yeah, you can tuck in. Are you more satisfied with that as a shot? Yes. All right.
Yeah, side by side.
Bring it in.
Thank God I didn't wear a skirt today.
This guy's doing catchphrases. You're doing catchphrases, now you're doing callbacks.
Oh, come on.
Why do you hate the trans?
Trans?
Why do you hate the trans so much? I thought you loved trans. The important thing... No, I'm just having fun. I'm being silly. I'm being a bit silly.
You caught me off guard
there. You got to talk into the mic.
Don't worry. I had multiple people that defend on me. If I said that, I'd be found dead in the street.
People kept saying that you were... you've gone back to Rhodesia to fight the Bush War.
People think I'm a Gallipoli soldier.
What? How many outfits could you put together? How many exciting outfits have you got right now in the closet?
At least... Over 12, very, very, what's the word?
Over 12?
At least 12.
You got flashy. A baker's dozen flashy outfits?
Of really flashy, things I wouldn't normally wear.
Okay.
Well, you know, I can do...
Tell me some of these flashy outfits.
I can do beyond, like a tuxedo, I can do business wear.
You can do tuxedo?
Oh, yeah, I got one. I should have worn it. I'll wear
it next time. I see us doing it. Frank, Darcy, I'm going to be honest. I see us doing a number of these.
That's good.
Will continue to pay for your meals... And train tickets.
Okay, yeah. Pay for my meals. I'm not off the street here. You're talking to me like, oh, we're taking this kind soul.
You're literally off the street. I found you on the street.
Okay, I found you. You're true.
On my way, he was like, if this works and you do get to be the co-host on the show, Darcy, I was thinking how nice it would be that for the rest of our working relationship, I would be able to say to you, when I met you, you were on the street doing nothing. And I just thought that would make me feel very powerful. I think anyone that I meet that way. Do you know what I mean?
True.
But not then you Sam become more successful than I am, and then it's a Star Is Born situation, and you're Lady Gaga, and I'm Bradley Cooper, and then I poo myself at an award show. I think that happens. How obtuse does this camera?
It's half a kilometer away.
It's a powerful lens.
Oh, yeah, it is. I saw the preview,
display. The lens. This lens, let me tell you, it was a whole song and dance and rigmarole because the thing that allows you to. Oh, man, thing's broken. It's not important.
It broke.
Thing's broken, then they fixed again, and then he spent like an hour trying to peel it off of a camera. But it worked in the end. Sam always makes it work. Sam's a wild horse. Sam's a fire horse.
Yes.
Actually, what...
Do we have a counter for how many times he said he's a wild horse?
He's a wild horse. He's going to come over and take a photo of us now. You know, I'm realizing it's odd that I haven't, because it's Adelaide. Mm. We should both have met some people that we know by now.
Every time, I always catch it just before. It's never really candid. No, but I saw some people, some familiar faces and voices. Yeah. With faces and voices, it can get haunting, because then you'll be passing a crowd, and all of a sudden you hear some whippersnapper you haven't seen since year 12.
And back in year 12, yeah. 18 months ago. You're a young man. To me, I think of you as being, if you're under 21, you're on an extended gap year.
All right.
When's your birthday?
It was February.
February.
Yes.
So you're a young 20.
Young 20.
What are you doing with your life, Darcy? You've got ambition, you've got poise, you've got it, you've got gravitas.
Yeah, Darcy's got it.
Is that what I said?
That's the title of the short you did.
That was the title of the short. He titled it Darcy's Got It. I said this guy's got it. He said Darcy's got it. Everyone, all these, a million people just for a very limited interaction. It's pretty good. Hmm. Darcy's got it. What's Darcy going to do with it?
I am going to make, you can't just flow into this, but I'm trying to make the most of it. Not just make the most of it. It's like, oh, you know, throw the dice every now and again. You'll get lucky. You got to really pine for it. You got to read about half an hour a day.
Okay.
And you slowly climb the rope.
Okay.
And when you get into what you want, you'll shine.
Yeah.
And that's what I hope happens to
me. You don't know what it is that you want yet.
I already talked about like the things. Okay, there's a lot of other things.
You want to give something to the city. That's very abstract.
That is very abstract.
I love that you're a nativist to Adelaide. I love that you yearn to.
It's abstract and it's also a threat.
It's a threat because you're getting people out of the way so you can do the right thing. Do you love Adelaide specifically or the state of South Australia?
I love...
Or the country, Australia.
All of South Australia and Adelaide. I hate Melbourne.
Brother, even though they're buying tickets like no other place in the world for me...
Or should they lap it up anything?
They love me. I had some bad times in Melbourne.
They have like witches cackles.
There's good Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
There's bad Melbourne.
And which is all of Melbourne.
No, Kew is a beautiful place. That's where Robert Menzies had his seat.
Kew?
Friend of the show, Robert Menzies. See, people don't even go to Kew. People don't even know about Kew. Inner eastern suburb. First stop on the freeway when you leave town. When you leave the CBD.
All I know is that I went to Frankston once and...
You would have loved that. That would have been right up your alley.
It's Salisbury.
That's like the... Yeah, I was going to say.
Home away from home.
Do you know what
I love? People with the stalagmites holding up their chin and whatnot. It's just like home.
If I didn't have to go home for dinner after this, you know what I would do for the evening podcast? I would add a third one, and we'd get on the train, and we'd go to the Elizabeth Shopping Centre, and we'd sit in the car park at night at the Elizabeth Shopping Centre. How would you feel about that, Sam? We'd make a phone call to get some heavy boys. We'd get some heavy boys. Clay. Clay's getting a phone call for that. Clay, we're going to need you to look ominous nearby. But I love the Elizabeth Mall Shopping Centre.
It's good. That's when people aren't getting stabbed there.
Are people getting stabbed there?
Oh, was it a couple of weeks ago, couple of months? There was some poor boy, got beaten up or stabbed in the middle of the shopping centre.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's still really nice to go there.
It's still nice to go there. It still has a sense of community atmosphere, even though...
Don't go after dark.
The stabbings. I mean, this would happen in America all the time, that there would be a shooting. You know, my wife came home from the library once, and she's like, there was a shooting at the library today.
What?
Said, oh, no. She goes... Oh, no, it was yesterday. It wasn't while she was there, but she went in the library and they said it had happened the day before. And we were, but then she goes, don't worry, it was a targeted shooting.
Oh, so that's...
In Texas, that's a good shooter. That's like, he wanted to kill that one guy. He wasn't trying to kill randoms. He got the guy he was going for, right? At the library.
At the library.
Maybe it was a librarian who was shushing him too loud. I don't know. They don't take too kindly to that sort of business out there. I feel this is better, being able to see. Over there, it ended well in the end with that lady, but she was very... Mm. She didn't like that we were doing this.
Oh, yeah. People can see this as a bit of a disruption of the... Since this is sort of like a second place, it isn't home, it isn't work. It's like a corridor. You don't expect it to be stopped in a corridor.
Is that a third place? It's a liminal space, yeah. It's
a liminal, I don't know, but like...
It's a public space. It's a public space between... Yeah, you're right. It's an in-between space. That's what I mean by liminal. It's like, you're not on the train yet. You're not in town anymore.
Oh, yeah.
This is it's a transition.
Hmm.
It's a space that only exists so that you can go through it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't exist to be there for any... It's a corridor. It's literally... We're in a big, beautiful corridor.
Hmm.
But I can't believe how few people I know here. I guess I don't know a lot of people. I know a lot of eastern suburbs and western suburbs people. You might be the only guy I know in the northern suburbs. Other than my dad when he's campaigning.
Oh, yeah. But
I used to know a bunch.
What happened to them?
Everyone dies young up there. No, I'm joking. A lot of people move away.
True.
Have you, a lot of your friends from school have left Adelaide?
No, but a lot of their like, actually, no, I know friends. They usually go to like, a few of them went to Victoria for manufacturing jobs. Like in the middle of nowhere. Middle of nowhere. Like,
where?
Like, even more rural than Mildura. They're like
Shepparton?
Mildura Shepparton.
Is great. Ooh. I love Mildura. All, the entire Sunraysia region is one of my favorites. I went on a road trip there once when we were in the inner west and there was a drive-by shooting on our street. This is in Adelaide. It doesn't happen very often, but
it doesn't.
I think some drug manufacturing happening.
Oh, it's usually like car fires and house fires, but that's like someone left it on the street a month ago.
It was a terrible chemical smell at night, and then all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. And we had a young baby, and I was like, all right, honey, in the car. It's like the third episode of the podcast. I start the podcast. It was only audio at the time. And then there's an episode where I hear the bang, just talking in my attic. And then by the end of the episode, I think I've packed everyone into the car, and we drive off to Wagga Wagga. But we go through Mildura, I think. Am I getting this wrong? The whole Riverina region. I love that part of the world. But your friend, I'm sorry, I got distracted.
I don't want
all these big feelings, does
it? I don't worry about it.
But you've had friends who've moved off for manufacturing. I'm impressed we've still got manufacturing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's rather like store persons or like warehouse store persons.
Yeah.
Or I think some of them went to manufacturing because, you know, it's just like you work at Big W 10K a year or whatever the hell.
Oh, no, it's fine.
You're right, man.
Do you have anything you want to share on the pod? We'd love to. We were talking about manufacturing jobs in Victoria, but really anything that is, you know, where are you off to? You got 10 minutes. Look down the barrel. Look down the barrel. Shout someone out. Shout someone out.
Shout out to my mom.
They can't hear you. Come and tell everyone about your mama. You know, I try and involve people. I try and, you know, no one's as promising as you, Darcy. Darcy, ideas for Darcy. I think episode 3 might be ideas for Darcy. I've got ideas for you.
All right. I'll wear my best.
I want to pitch you ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you've got... Anyway, we'll find out. Is there anything you'd like to shut down the barrel of the camera before we're done?
No, not really.
All right.
I never have profound thoughts when I'm starting. When I'm off the cuff,
yeah.
It really has to be preformed that I want to have a segment or...
Have you got things...
Yeah.
You could preform...
Oh, yeah.
You're like a newspaper column.
Yeah, but then it'll be weird to sort of fit into this because then it's just, it's like an advertisement. It's like in the old talk shows, it's like, yeah, that was a good joke, and they turn to the screen. And now we talk about cigarettes.
That's literally what we do on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the Patreon and how much money you're going
to make. All this episode has been cutting to me trying to sell socks and handbags.
Socks.
I don't know, we did a big episode on razor blades recently.
Ooh.
We did a big episode on... It hasn't come out yet, but I'm pretty excited about the razor blade episode.
Everyone be excited for razor blades.
We do BetterHelp advertising with us.
Okay.
For the mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I would never talk to a therapist.
Neither.
I'm not letting them inside.
Bro, it's like... It's not just like... It's weird because you have to pay someone to listen to your problems.
Yeah.
How does... Why? It has to be like actual caring to like...
It should be a friend or a priest.
It should be.
Or, best case, priest friend.
Yeah, that would work out.
No, I agree. Why would you pay someone to... And then why would they want you to get better if you're paying them?
Yeah.
Why would they want your problems to be fixed if they have a financial incentive to keep you unwell?
Exactly. How is someone that I'm paying to tell me to get better really going to care when it's... You know, they've got 17 other people on the same payroll.
Yeah. We're going to keep going until we find a real point of disagreement.
That's not really going to happen. Are you my dad? Because like we have so much in common. Well, I know you're Irish and ginger and I'm not. Are you ginger?
I'm very ginger, yeah.
Look at that. Covered in caramello.
Don't forget to sign up to the Patreon of the James Donald Falls McCann Catamaran Plan. We're going to keep talking to Darcy after this. In the next episode. I think we're going to a third episode.
I guess we are. And after all, I said I do literally nothing.
Look at that. Oh, he's zooming back down. Come on.